KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
All right, 7:07, it's cloudy, windy, 33 degrees in Atlantic. We did receive a trace of precipitation this morning between about 6:30 and 7 o'clock in the form of some light snow flurries or drizzle. There is a wind advisory in effect until 9 a.m. for Cass, Adair, Adams, Ottoman, Guthrie, Dallas, Crawford, Carroll, Madison, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, and Sac counties. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Shelby Volunteer Fire Department currently has no members and now no chief. The city council fired all 12 members Monday evening, and now the Daily Nonpareil reports Shelby's fire chief, Eric Wendt, resigned Wednesday morning. With no active members, the city of 641 is relying on Minden and Avoca to respond to any emergencies via a mutual aid agreement. Wendt said he resigned not because of the firings, but because of personal reasons. Robert Hall, who was a volunteer firefighter, said the department had also provided EMS services, and now the city is relying on a for-profit ambulance service based out of Harlan. The city council oversees the fire department, he said, and is accepting applications for volunteer firefighters. The firings were the result of a dispute between the council and department over funds the department raises. The fire department had kept a separate bank account to hold monies generated by fundraisers amounting to about $40,000, according to Shelby City Attorney Clint Victor, who said the money is considered public funds and is governed by the same rules as tax money. Bob Richmond, Mayor Pro Tem, said the council had tried on several occasions to repair the situation between the city and members of the fire department. Richmond said he could not speak to the matter of the separate account since it was being litigated between the city and an attorney for the fire department. However, he said the council is working to get the fire department active again as soon as possible. Richmond said the 14 people have shown interest in joining, including past members. All fired members of the fire department were notified they could reapply under a stipulation they follow the council's directives and state code. Now, a meeting will be held this evening at 7:30 at the Shelby City Hall for anyone interested in joining their fire department. Police and Council Bluffs are investigating a possible abduction. Sergeant Chad Myers said at around 3:50 p.m. Wednesday, a concerned citizen called 911 and reported that he'd heard someone yelling for help. When he looked outside, he saw a white female being pushed against a dark-colored SUV by two males. The female was then pushed into the back seat of the vehicle, which left southbound on North 25th Street. The girl was described as a white female in her teens with shoulder-length or longer brownish-blonde hair. She was wearing an orange, white, and black shirt or jacket. The two men were described as Hispanic males in their late teens or early 20s. The vehicle was an older model black SUV, possibly a Jeep Cherokee, with a loud exhaust. Council Bluffs Police Department has been trying to identify the female and verify whether or not a crime has been committed. There have been no teenage girls or young women reported missing since the incident occurred. Authorities say they've worked in cooperation with all the high schools in Council Bluffs to account for any teenager that was absent from school that day. But as of late Wednesday afternoon, they had not been able to identify the female, nor had officials discovered any evidence or additional information suggesting a crime had occurred. It is possible, they say, that this was a prank or some young people playing around. Myers said authorities are asking that anyone with information about the incident call the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-STOP. Your information will remain anonymous and could make you eligible for a cash reward. Sheriff's officials in Adams County say a man was arrested Tuesday night after a person reported an audio copy of a phone conversation and a callback number belonging to the suspect. 48-year-old Edward Lee Avila of Corning was arrested at around 11 p.m. on charges of harassment and impersonating a public official. Avila was being held in the Adams County Jail on $2,300 bond. Two people were arrested Wednesday afternoon on separate charges in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 28-year-old Katie Marie Pierce of Stanton was arrested on a warrant for assault. Pierce was later released on $100 bond. And 32-year-old Ronald Glenn Ballinger III of Red Oak was arrested on a warrant for violating a no-contact order. He was subsequently released on a recognizance bond. A jury in Western Iowa's Crawford County Wednesday found a Denison man guilty of first-degree murder in the deaths of two people near Deloitte last year. 26-year-old Michael Schenck was charged in the March 10th shooting death of 80-year-old Marvin Husling and 81-year-old Alice Husingay. Schenck was also convicted of second-degree arson for setting Husling's trailer home on fire in an attempt to cover up the crime. Crawford County Attorney Roger Saylor said while he's pleased with the verdict, there's no reason to rejoice.
Two good people of Crawford County lost their lives, and now another young man is going to prison for the rest of his life. So there's certainly not any feeling of celebration on our part.
The verdict was delivered after 4 days of testimony and roughly 4 hours of jury deliberations. Schenck now faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole.
We do anticipate there will be an appeal. There typically is in a case of this magnitude. Just what that entails, we just have to wait and see.
Another man, 19-year-old Jaden Chapman of Denison, is charged with murder and arson in the case. His trial is scheduled to begin in late April. A third Denison resident arrested in the case, 37-year-old Erica Danes, pleaded guilty to second-degree burglary and accessory after the fact. She was originally charged with murder and arson but accepted a plea deal in exchange for her testimony in the other two suspects' trials. During Schenck's trial, Danes said the trio had smoked meth and rat holsings to steal scrap metal. The shootings happened after their truck got stuck in the mud, according to Danes. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, John Leonard Trent, age 80 of Menlo, died Monday at his home. A visitation tribute for John Trent will be held today from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stuart Chapel. Lafayette Eichelberger, age 90 of Avoca, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Memorial services for Lafayette Eichelberger will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jim McCumber, age 80 of Manila, died November the 5th as a result of an auto accident north of Dunlap. Funeral services for Jim McCumber will be held on February 20th at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And Vernon Nielsen, age 89 of Avoca, died Tuesday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Graveside services for Vernon Nielsen will be held in the spring at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.